Radio Tricolor is the only local Spanish-language radio station serving the whole Roaring Fork Valley. It plays music and reports the news, and it serves as a major resource for the Latino community here. At Valley Meats in Carbondale, the kitchen staff is on their lunch break. Four men sit in complete silence, staring at their phones. The radio plays in the background. Which station?
La Tricolor.
La Tricolor.
And how often do they listen?
Siempre. Siempre.
Always. Always, says Abelardo Quintero. He likes the music they play from northern Mexico, but also that they switch it up and play dancier things like bachata. The news is important to him, too.
Sometimes they tell us how I-70 is, heading towards Denver. They bring us this kind of news, too.
Gracias por sintonizar La Tricolor, puros trancazos.
You can find it at 107.1. It's the most widely listened to Hispanic radio station in the valley. Here's the man behind it.
¿Qué tal? Los saluda Samuel Bernal y estas son las noticias. Hi, this is Samuel Bernal and these are the news. I am right now with Aspen.
The station is in Basalt. It's tucked away by the river. It's here that Samuel Bernal sits in front of two large computer screens preparing tomorrow's newscast.
¿Qué tal? Los saluda Samuel Bernal y estas son las noticias.
He's wearing a long black pea coat. There's a framed poster of the Beatles on the wall. A Woodstock poster is leaned against a chair outside. He's not sure where to put it yet.
Do you ever listen to like folk music, like American folk
music? Oh yeah, yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm. Bernal has lived in the U.S. for the better part of a decade. He's originally from Mexico City. He studied at the oldest journalism school in Latin America and reported for a technology magazine in Mexico before coming to the U.S. Bernal and his colleague, Cristal Mariscol, are La Tricolor's boots on the ground in the Roaring Fork Valley. And a lot of people depend on them. In a study several years ago, La Tricolor's parent company, Intravision, found that radio reaches 93% of Latino consumers in Colorado's Central Rockies. Accident on the highway, school district calls a snow day, Bernal and Mariscol report on it. But they do much, much more.
We get messages from people that said that, you know, I don't have a house right now. I lost the place I was living, and I have a kid, and I don't know where to go. And can you help me?
And they can help. They're connected to organizations around the valley. The station is a resource for listeners in this way. And listeners are a resource for the station. They constantly send pictures of snowy, traffic-ridden highways or car accidents other drivers should be aware of. Bernal posts them on the station's Facebook page. He also posts his own videos, like this one.
Another thing I recommend, and so do the police, is that you can use your phone to record them arresting you, but start it before they arrest you.
The video has 826 views. Another has over 1,100 views. It's a recording of the immigration forum Bernal organized at Glenwood Middle School in December. He estimates over 200 people were there. Immigration attorneys answered questions and extended their services, like Lisa York, who came from Denver.
So I have been an immigration attorney for 14 years.
La Tricolor is a bridge for the Latino community, says Bernal. He works to address what the community needs, what it's thinking about. But he wants to bring them into unfamiliar places, too. Take, for example, the station's collaboration with the Aspen Art Museum. Together, they put on four events each year called Arte en Español. For an afternoon, there are guided tours in Spanish at the museum. There's food and music and places to make art. Bernal has seen hundreds of people show up for this event. He thinks this kind of engagement is something unique to the valley. It also might have something to do with radio, he thinks. In his office, he's drawn a box above his desk. There's a longer story to explain why, which involves his favorite book, The Little Prince. But in a nutshell...
And I think radio is basically a box for imagination.
To be a bridge for his community, it's his imagination he needs to use each and every day. Wyatt Orm, Aspen Public Radio News.